We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike Dottie along with Charlie Long. And on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line, covers the Saints for ESPN, also covered the Bengals at one time. So, Kat Terrell. Kat, thanks so much for joining us. I've got to ask you, you missed not covering Joe Burrow?
Well, I never covered him. They didn't win when I was there. So I have been called the curse by one or two people.
Well, at least one thing stayed the same. Mike Brown is cheap with his money. Now, he did pay Jamar, he did pay T, and he did pay Joe.
To be fair, they did pay T. Higgins this year.
They did pay him.
And they had to pay Chase. So.
But Trey is still waiting. He's still passing the collection plate. I don't know how that's going to turn out. But the big difference there, because before Joe, man, they were a bad team. They were not very good at all. And looking at it, what Joe was able to bring, that confidence, that he always had at LSU. I think we certainly saw it in 2019, but he had it in 2018 too. Man, an air about him, hey, I'm better than everybody else. Y'all might not believe it, but I believe it. And I think that's the one thing with star quarterbacks. Sometimes it's a beat of the chest, but sometimes it's just that air of confidence about them. And that's something Joe Burrow has.
Definitely. As someone who went to LSU, I got to see that firsthand. He's a game changer. Just look at what he was able to do with the Bengals as soon as they drafted him. I know there's been ups and downs with injuries and things like that, but, they're always a team that I watch from afar, and I'm excited to see what they do this year and if they do end up signing Trey Hendrickson to an extension.
It's rare that you have a second round pick get three times as many articles written about him than the first round pick. But that happened this year. And Hebert's right about this. Quarterbacks trump every other position out on the field. And I remember him telling me this 30 something years ago. And he is absolutely right about it. The expectations for Tyler Shuck, is not just to be the backup quarterback this year and watch and learn. I think, Kat, you can say it's a wide-open position. I get that. But really, the expectations is for Tyler to be the starting quarterback.
Well, I would think just with Shuck already being an older rookie that they're going to do everything they can to get him on the field this year. I mean, just look at the contract situation. It's kind of unprecedented for all of these second-round picks to have fully guaranteed contracts, and Shuck was the last one to get a fully guaranteed contract. And now the contract's done, and it's kind of okay, now you got to show it on the field. And I think it's going to be really fascinating to watch him and Rattler duke it out for the starting quarterback position. I'm not going to say it's definitely going to be Shuck or it's definitely going to be Rattler, but I would think just the nature of where Shuck was drafted, like you said, it's got to give him a heads up. I think, Rattler's got to have a heck of a training camp to beat him out, but it really will be fun to watch. You don't get to see many of these true quarterback competitions.
Well, we haven't for a long time. Put it to you that way. It's been quite a few years. Going back to Kelvin Banks Jr., And I brought this up to Greg Cosell that I always, and being around a lot of line coaches and linemen, they always bring up that the line is the very last piece of the puzzle to come together, offensive line. It's a communication part, learning what each other have to do. You look at the Saints' left side of the line, okay? You have Trevor Penning, who's never played left guard, and now you got Kelvin Banks Jr., who is a rookie tackle playing on that side. That, for me, is going to be early in the season, how well or how quickly they can gel together as a group, because we know what McCoy can do. I think Taliese Fuaga is going to be a star player at right tackle. And Cesar Ruiz, I think, is a good football player at the right guard position. But that left side, you've got people who either haven't played it or haven't played it at the NFL level.
Yeah, and I think that is why Kellen Moore is doing the right thing, and that it really does seem like they tried to pick a group in OTAs and minicamp and stick with it. It almost feels like the group is set, and it really the only question is, how does Penning do when they get the pads on? And I think that will be a big question, but, you know, Trevor Penning obviously has talent. I just feel like his career has been all over the place. They never knew what to do with him. Really, this is kind of his last shot, and he does seem excited about moving to guard. So, I mean, I guess maybe he has to say that, but he did truly seem enthusiastic about it. So, you know, maybe that's what he needed. And I think that if Banks is – I thought that was a great draft pick. I thought it was smart to move him to left tackle. You put Fuaga at right tackle where he played in college. You know, the Saints have tended to draft people and then switch positions from the position they played in college. And sometimes that works out, but, you know, sometimes I think you should just stick with what worked before.
And bringing in Davin Godshaw, this is a team the last 2 years that has struggled to stop the run. They gave up almost 5 yards a pop. And we had Cam Jordan on last week when I asked him about it. He's like, yeah, we got to do a much better job of that. And then he went on, we got to get a pass rush, everything else. But you can see, I think that has been the emphasis. And I think it's part and partial why you bring in a guy like Jonathan Bullard, who is versatile. He's played both end and tackle. But his real strength as a player has been he's good against the run, and he can run the field pretty well. For the Saints to get better on defense, they have got to be able to stop the run. And that had been something under other defenses under Dennis Allen that had really been pretty good in the past.
Yeah, and I was going to bring up Bullard. If you didn't, I think that that was a point of pride for them. You know, how many games did they go without allowing a 100-yard rusher? For so long, you know, it was the run defense is going to carry things, and that really fell off. And they got to find ways to work around that. You know, DeMario Davis, for example, is not going to magically find the fountain of youth. You know, he's not going to get any younger at 36. And so you got to look everywhere you can to figure out how you make this run defense better, you know, starting with the defensive line. That's another position I'm really interested in watching, because it feels like they have this room full of defensive tackles and so many of them. I don't even know who's going to make the roster. I mean, I think it's possible now that a couple of veterans get let go. Nathan Shepard, Colin Saunders, you know, they're not locked to make the roster anymore just by virtue of sheer numbers. And, I just think it comes down to them wanting to fix that run defense.
Kat, one of the guys last year as a rookie, I thought he struggled early on with sort of play recognition or reading a receiver's route in Kool-Aid McKinstry. Now, he came in highly touted. I know in talking to Coach Pete Jenkins, he had always told me, hey, Nick Saban really praised him for his smarts and his ability to pick up things quickly. We saw as the season got along, he became a better player. But now what was at one time a strength on this team has got some question marks now at the cornerback position. And Kool-Aid McKinstry now is put the spotlight on himself here as a starting outside corner.
Yeah, it's so interesting how much that room has changed in the span of a year, less than a year, honestly, once they traded Lattimore and Adebo signed with someone else. But, you know, maybe letting those guys go was partially them believing in their younger guys. With McKinstry, you know, I don't think he follows the Debo path exactly. Debo got thrown into the fire quicker than he did, but he did struggle, and Debo ended up being a very solid starter for them. And, you know, I think we talk about McKinstry, like, you know, he's that lock on that side. The other side is the question in terms of who's going to be starting, I mean. And so I think he's got, you know, a really high ceiling, and you're right, everyone talks about how smart he is, and I really think that's going to serve him well with an entire season under his belt, you know, coming in knowing he's the starter and not kind of having to slide in there due to injuries, which, as everyone remembers, was quite a big problem last year all over the team.
You know, Kat, I wanted to ask you about the running back room, because Alvin Kamara turns 30 in just 4 days, and then behind him you have Kendra Miller, who's a big question mark, and then you have the sixth-round pick in Devin Neal. You brought in Cam Akers this past summer on a free agent deal. Just, it feels like a room that's ripe for competition, as many positions on the Saints roster are, but really, really looking to see how that kind of room develops behind Alvin Kamara, who we still know has plenty left in the tank.
Yeah, I totally agree. I do think part of that is going to go back to what we're talking about with the offensive line. Can they gel quickly, and can they help these running backs out? But in terms of competition, it's an interesting one, because we don't really know what to expect from Kendra Miller. He's a guy that I feel like got on Dennis Allen's bad side right away when he called him out in training camp, I believe. And it never really felt like – never felt like he got a fair shot. I don't know if that's the right term, but I did feel like, you know, they didn't quite believe in him. And so, you know, Kellen Moore made a point to say it's a blank slate for everybody. And I think that's going to be really good for Kendra Miller. I think that, you know, he could possibly really thrive with a blank slate, a new coaching staff. But I am really interested to see what they have in him. And then you mentioned Devin Neal. That's another guy I'm going to be watching a lot when training camp starts tomorrow.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Kat, one of the guys, he's on the all-potential team, and we see flashes of it. Juwan Johnson as a flex tight end. He's never going to be a great blocker. That's not why you got him here. It's his ability to catch the football and to get open downfield. I think he is at a critical time in his career here, because I think Kellen Moore wants to feed the football to the tight end. And for a young quarterback, that's the security blanket. When you're getting pressure, either get the ball out to the back or to the tight end and try to have him gain some yards for you. A critical season here for Juwan Johnson, and you know as well as anybody, just like me, anytime somebody gets cut or released, the Saints got to sign him. For the last 3 days, I've been hearing nothing about Noah Fant, who got cut loose by Seattle. So your thoughts on Juwan Johnson, and that he has flashed it at times. the potential as a really good receiver. It's just the consistency level has not been there for him.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think it was, I mean, I might be wrong. Sometimes they do blur together. I think it was two training camps ago that I remember, you know, Derek Carr was just going to Juwan Johnson constantly, and you thought, okay, these two are going to have a real connection, and Juwan is going to have a huge year. You know, I was coming off that 7-touchdown season, and that really didn't happen. I mean, he did put up career-high receiving yards last year with 548, but, you know, the touchdowns are basically the same, 3 last year, 4 the year before. He really hasn't gotten back to those heights of, you know, 2022. And it is kind of critical because in this particular tight end room, there's so much opportunity to be had. You don't know what's happening with Taysom. I wouldn't be surprised if he starts the year on PUP. I don't know what's happening with Foster. He also, you know, had that knee injury at the end of the season, so he might not be ready to start the season. Excuse me. And there's a bunch of young guys that can compete for a third or maybe fourth spot if Foster stays on the roster and Taysom goes to PUP. So there's going to be opportunity to be had.
I think for any young coach, you got to win the special teams part of the game. And I know Phil Galliano has been here, understands that particular part. But even more so this year, the Saints won't say it, but, hey, we don't work there. So this is a rebuilding year. It's the start of it, of rebuilding this roster. But for them to eke out some wins more than what's expected, it can't be a draw on special teams. You got to be able to win those areas in the kicking game, punting game, return game, whatever, coverage units. I think that for Kellen Moore may be a big point of interest for him, understanding that, okay, he left the Eagles. They got talent all over the place. He don't have the Eagles talent here. So to supplement some of that, you got to be able to win on special teams.
Yeah, and they've been really good at that under, you know, Darren Rizzi, and Galliano kind of learned from one of the best, right? So you would expect there wouldn't be a drop-off, but it doesn't always work that way. You know, I'll say I think that both of their kickers are very talented. Groupie should have the, you know, edge on this competition after being the starter last year, but Charlie Smith is incredibly talented too. They can kick 65-yard field goals. The thing I'm interested in with special teams is what does a return game look like and how much do they use Shaheed? Are they worried about him getting hurt, or, you know, do they turn him loose again this year? And, you know, what can he do with that this year if there's no, you know, I guess fear of a recurrence of the knee injury or anything?
Yeah, Kat, what you brought up, I talked to Deuce about, and he seems to think it may be a limited role in the return game for Rashid Shaheed, that they will try to look for somebody else that could maybe give you that. Now, your first thought would be maybe Taysom Hill, but you probably won't have him for the early part of the season, or who knows when Taysom will be able to come back.
Yeah, we'll learn more about Taysom tomorrow, I think, but they really haven't said much about it. And he injured his knee in December, and we've only seen him at one practice. Foster hasn't practiced, but he has been there. I don't know if that means that Foster is ahead of Taysom despite getting injured later, but it does kind of feel that way. So I think Taysom's such a wild card as to when he'll come back. And honestly, what he'll look like when he does. You know, I was talking about Demario Davis and his age. Taysom isn't young anymore either. So not to be negative, but, you know, there are a lot of questions, and I'm definitely excited to try to help answer some of them when training camp opens this week.
Everybody we've had on, I think, all has agreed on this, so I'll ask you also. To me, I know they won't have Tristan Wirfs for the first few games of the season due to the knee surgery that he recently had. But to me, because of the stability at quarterback with Baker Mayfield, the Bucs are still the team to beat in the NFC South.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think they are.
I think the big wild card is Carolina. Which one is real? The one that we saw was lousy early in the season, or the one that finished really playing some good football?
Well, that all comes down to the quarterback, right?
Yeah.
I think that you have to be pretty impressed with how Bryce Young handled everything. I mean, he got benched. Everyone wrote him off, and then I thought he played well to end the season. So if he takes that and starts, you know, an upward climb after what happened last season, then yeah, that changes everything for the Panthers. But until they answer that question, I do think that it's the Bucs division to lose. And then the Falcons are also kind of a wild card. I think it's a very, very important year for Terry Fontenot, and I don't really quite know what to expect from them.
They are the ultimate wild card. We could say that almost of the last 5 or 6 years with the Falcons. Kat, thanks so much for joining us. Always appreciate your time and insights.
Thanks for having me on, and right. See you soon at training camp.
We'll do it. Catherine Terrell covers the New Orleans Saints for ESPN.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.